Remember your prom night? That's the once-in-a-lifetime night of glamour for the girls. A little bit of awkwardness for their dates and expenses for their parents. However, it doesn't have to be that way for the parents. Sorry, guys, but you're on your own with that awkward stuff. My next guest is here to share how a program by Project Self-Sufficiency is making ramping up the glamour for the queen of the prom possible if the family budget just happens to be somewhat limited due to economic times these days. Here to talk about Project Self-Sufficiency's sister-to-sister prom shop is Lisa Packnos. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you talk about this because, you know, prom night, again, I might sound a little biased here. I don't know if it's going to be sounding sexist or whatever, but it really is one of those special life moments for the girls at night. And by the way, you can learn more about what we were talking about here with the sister-to-sister prom shop at projectselfsufficiency.org. But give us a lowdown about what this program is all about.
Well, you're right, Chris. For girls, it's all about the dress. And the sister-to-sister prom shop was started in 2008 by a young teenage girl herself, and that's one of the reasons we call it the sister-to-sister prom shop. Isabella Ilaria and her sister Sophia saw a need for girls who might want to have access to a glamorous gown for an evening but might not have the funds to pay for a nice new dress like that. So they gathered a bunch of dresses, 100 dresses, that first year and donated them to Project Self-Sufficiency, and our prom shop was born. And now every year we gather new, sometimes new, some of them still have tags on them, believe it or not, and gently used dresses. Most of these gowns have only been worn one time, as well as accessories like handbags and shoes, and we offer them to any teen girl in the area who needs a dress. You don't have to be income eligible. There's no paperwork to fill out. You just have to have a need. And some of these dresses, Chris, are jaw-breakingly beautiful. They are just gorgeous. And there's nothing like watching these young ladies come in and find the perfect dress. The look on their face, they just light up. It's a truly wonderful experience.
I was thinking to all the possibilities of resources for dresses for the sister-to-sister prom shop, and it's like, well, you know, like it or not, life is reality. Sometimes you get dumped before the prom, and, you know, this sounds like something more sensible to do. Something more sensible to do than to, you know, torch the prom dress that you were going to wear that you got dumped and not going to be wearing now.
I didn't think about that angle, but that's very funny.
This is all at Project Self-Sufficiency. That's at 127 Mill Street in Newton, right across from, well, sort of across from Sussex County Community College. And what are the days and times that the girls can have access? And is it a walk-in? Is it by appointment? How's all that work?
It's not by appointment. It's open Tuesday through Friday. That's April 2nd through April 4th from 3 to 8 p.m. And also on Saturday, April 5th from 9 to 1 p.m. And it's in our Community Education Center, which is located on our campus, as you said, at 127 Mill Street across from the Sussex County Community College. And the dresses are all displayed in a boutique-like setting. There are mirrors there. There are private areas for the girls to try them on. And it's a very dignified experience.
That's what I was going to plan. This isn't like when what's that place used to be up in Boston, Filene's? They used to open up the doors for, like, bargain basement wedding gowns, and you used to just see these riots break out. That the women are trying to grab these, you know, four-figure wedding gowns for a couple of $100. This is a lot more organized,
right.
a lot more mature. You know, how's that? The teens are acting more mature than the adults when it comes to grabbing clothes.
Right, they are, and we also have a lot of volunteers who come, and they'll be happy to help the girls find the appropriate sizes. The dresses are arranged by size, and like you said, we do have other things like jewelry. We have handbags, we have shawls and wraps, we have shoes as well, that are all displayed according to size. So it is like shopping, but there's no price tag.
So with Lisa Packnos from Project Self-Sufficiency about this year's 2014 sister-to-sister prom shop. You can learn more at projectselfsufficiency.org. The most important information to know, though, is it's Tuesday, April 1st through Friday, April 4th from 3 until 8 p.m., as well as Saturday, April 5th from 9 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And this is a Project Self-Sufficiency at 127 Mill Street in Newton, right across from the Sussex County Community College. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I was going to ask, too, because, again, prom dresses, not everyone is going to save them as a life trophy. Is it uncommon for girls who take part in the sister-to-sister prom shop to then, in turn, re-donate the dress that they selected for next year's prom shop?
I think it is not at all uncommon. And we have, in fact, my own daughter donated some of her prom dresses. And these dresses have only been worn once. And as you said, sometimes people buy two or three and they don't wear them at all. So they're like brand new. And it is truly a unique experience, a unique place in this part of our state. It's a wonderful experience, and I hope people come out and take advantage of it.
And as far as this type of program or opportunity, if I've heard right, over 200 dresses each year, that makes it one of the, if not the largest, program like this in northwestern New Jersey.
It really is. I don't know of anyone or organization that is doing a similar effort in our area, and we do give away hundreds of dresses each year.
As far as, you obviously need the stuff to give the stuff out, what are some of your best resources as far as donations, and how can somebody donate?
People are welcome to donate during business hours, which is Monday through Thursday from 9 to 9 and Friday from 9 to 4. Some of our resources come from surprising places. We have women who may have stockpiled their daughters' dresses for years or even former bridesmaids who have dresses from several weddings that they did not know what to do with. They donate those. We have Girl Scout troops who have gone around and collected dresses. So they come from a variety of sources. And we're grateful to have them. We do request that they be dry cleaned first and given to us in a hanger, because the girls then take them away on hangers rather than balled up in little shopping bags.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look at some of the designs. You need a circus tent to wrap some of these dresses up with the way that they just balloon out. And nice thing, too, I'm not the fashion maven by any stretch of the imagination, but this whole concept of vintage clothing, I don't think there's any such thing as a prom dress that's too old for a girl today to wear, because just their styles and everything, it's, what was that old song, Everything Old is New Again?
Right, and a more recent version of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis Thrift Shop, I think, has made getting a gown like this from a place that's not necessarily a high-end boutique, it's fashionable now to go into a thrift shop, thanks to them. And hopefully the stigma of, the perceived stigma of wearing a dress that was worn before will be evaporated with the help of that group.
Well, that's the whole thing, too. It doesn't matter where you got it, just a matter of how good you look in it. And the way the Project Self-Sufficiency operates with their annual sister-to-sister prom shop, it's quality. You don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to fill out forms. There is no income eligibility. Obviously, if you can afford to take care of everything for your daughter, that's appreciated, and lead the program like this for those who are truly going to be helped by it. And it's going to be from April 1st through the 5th, that's Tuesday through Saturday, from 3 until 8 p.m., as well as Tuesday through Friday, 3 until 8 p.m., and on Saturday, April 5th, from 9 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon at Project Self-Sufficiency's campus. That's at 127 Mill Street in Newton, right across from the Sussex County Community College. You can learn more about this. All the great programs for not just girls, but for women, for single moms, new moms, the whole host of programs at ProjectSelfSufficiency.org. And joining us this morning to talk about their annual 2014 Sister-to-Sister Prom Shop from Project Self-Sufficiency, we've been joined by Lisa Paknos. Lisa, best of success for this year's program, just as in past years, and no doubt just like in future years. And thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks so much, Chris. We really appreciate your effort in helping us to get the word out, and we want all these girls and their young dates to have a wonderful prom. Thanks a lot.